Another sell-out crowd to roar on the Saxons, who despite forming less than a year ago, were in with a shot of reaching the end-of-season playoff final in Milton Keynes. A front-row seat on the night for guest of honour Jane Sutton, formerly Webster, Suffolk's only full badminton international, a former world and European champion.
The game has evolved. I mean, the scoring's totally different. They only play to 9 points. You win a point every time you win a point, whereas in my day, you know, we could go round and round serving-wise for ages without anybody winning a point. I would have quite liked to play this format because I was somebody that either hit the line or didn't hit the line, so it might have suited my game a lot better.
University of Nottingham brought a few Olympians with them, including Great Britain's Chris Adcock. And once the Suffolk side fell behind on the night, it was always going to be tough to come back. Some more amazing moments on court, though, including arguably the point of this year's NBL in the men's doubles, eventually won by Andy Ellis. Although Sarah Walker and Fee Teng Lu completed an excellent comeback in the women's doubles to get a point on the board for the Saxons, they would eventually lose 4-1. Head coach Anthony Clark paid tribute to Nottingham, who go on to face Team Derby, but he also had plenty to say about his own team and its support.
I'm incredibly proud of what the team have achieved this year, being the newest franchise in the league. You know, we've set the standard, really, in terms of what crowd can do and how involved players get with the fans that come. We've had travelling fans. When people come here, they're in awe of how we've run things and stuff. So I'm incredibly proud of everybody that's involved, and it's just a shame we've not been able to top it off with getting to the finals. But I don't think any of us expected that at the start of the season. It's just when you get that chance at the end, you wish you could take it.
Twice an English national champion Sarah Walker and multiple European medal winner Andy Ellis have been key players for Clark since the Saxons launched. And both say that the experience picked up in the NBL by the Saxons' younger players will prove invaluable.
Oh, definitely. I hope they... Sean's playing Chris Adcock and Nina Vislova. They've got world silver medal, Olympic bronze medal. Where else are they going to play them people in their career at the minute? Like, it's a ridiculous opportunity, and I think that they've grasped it with both hands and put everything into it.
You know, everyone's been saying we're underdogs, and that kind of frustrates me a little bit because I've always had belief in these players. When Clark Anthony was putting the team together, he was asking my advice, and I've had massive belief in the players throughout. I'm proud of what's happened. We've got a full house again tonight. The county's got behind it. In that aspect, I'm massively proud.
Saxons chairman Richard Hunt's thoughts have already turned towards next season.
Anthony's got an idea already of where he wants to invest and strengthen. And as partners, we're all going to, you know, aim to support Anthony to get that shape of the team we want.
Will you be back here at the Corn Exchange?
We very much hope so. You know, we'll have discussions with the guys here at the Corn Exchange. They've backed us brilliantly this season. We hope to. We did have an aspiration when we kicked this off, you know, 18 months ago, that we wanted to get around the county, find the right venues to do that. So there's options to look at that. But, you know, as a venue, creating the right atmosphere, this place is great. We love it.
So rest assured, the Saxons are here to stay and will roar again later in the year, following a debut campaign to treasure.
Yeah!